Well, the first and the most important thing, obviously, is to realize you need to protect yourself and to partner with your bank to work with them as a small business owner to make sure they tell you what to avoid and you tell them how to make sure that only authorized people do the things for your small business in the financial environment that you need. I used to live in Seattle. I was an FBI agent there. And in those days, many years ago, unfortunately, fraud was very simple. People, if they wanted to take advantage of you, tried to grab your checkbook. Or loss to small business was generally somebody walking in the front door with a gun. Now you can literally have all of your assets sucked out as a small business person by actions of a criminal enterprise 5,000 miles away. So it's really important to recognize that fraud is a problem. Since 2009, attacks on small business assets, accounts, and savings have more than tripled, though those losses have dropped by a half because of small business partnership with their banks. For example, if you send out wire transfers, make sure that the bank knows who it is that's to authorize those, and those names, you have a multiple of names, not just one. If you pay your bills as a small business owner online, make sure that the bank knows that only a particular device or devices is authorized to pay those bills. Limitations, call if there's anything suspicious, but certainly sit down with your bank representative and have them know exactly how you're going to handle your financial affairs, and don't permit somebody who's a stranger to the bank or to you have access to your funds.
Quickly, I want to ask you what the impact of all of this kind of crime is on consumers.
Well, it's significant, because if the small business, in effect, has to pay for the loss, then, of course, prices go up. So it's hugely important. As President Reagan used to say, trust but verify. I mean, many of us today have alarms on our homes, alarms on our cars. We're very sensitive to identity theft. But in the small business environment, it's really important to train employees, and for you particularly as an owner, to be vigilant to make sure that somebody many, many hundreds and thousands of miles away doesn't try to take advantage of you. Modern crime, modern problem, but there are wonderful solutions with the bank if you partner with your neighborhood bank to make sure it doesn't happen.